Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight against the Seattle Mariners, they have the best record in all of Major League Baseball coming in here. And D. Gordon joins us from the Mariners. D, are you as surprised as everybody else that the Mariners have the best record in baseball right now?
Nah, they got me on the team.
So you knew this was going to happen.
Nah, man, we playing well, man. You know, we just working. We got a lot of work to do. Got to definitely get better, you know, and keep working our behinds off to get better each and every day.
Devarius, you are on pace for 14 home runs this year, bro. Is this something you were trying to add to your game? You got two quick ones here early. Everybody thinks you have as a speedster. Are you trying to add a little power to your game?
Well, you know, I always had that pop team. You know, I always had that. I got to start doing this interview like just me and you talking. All right, let me be for real. But nah, man, I'm just trying to hit the ball hard. You know, last year was tough for me playing with a broken foot. I'm healthy here this year. And I'm just ready, you know, hit the ball hard, you know, and see what happens.
Tell us a little bit about Scott Servais and the way he runs this ball club. You've played for a lot of, you know, managers and teams in your day, and he's done a nice little job with this ball club. I mean, last year I think Seattle, you guys did a lot better than people expected. This year you're doing better. He must be doing something right.
You know, it starts with the guys in the locker room. Yeah, he's definitely doing something right. But Daniel Vogelbach isn't making his job any easier right now. You know, trying to, you know, piece him in the lineup, make sure everybody get their equal playing time. But I think he's handling it pretty much as well as you probably could, to be honest with you.
D, you are – it's crazy for me to be saying this right now, but you're like
– I know you.
You're like the veteran on this ball club right now. How have you – I mean, I've known you to be the fun-loving guy that just loves to be on the baseball field, but you've had to kind of transition to being more of a veteran and taking on a leadership role. How has that been for you?
It's been all right. It's definitely a challenge, to be honest with you. Not really been in, like you said, I've never really been in this situation. So it's definitely a challenge at times, you know, especially when things aren't going well for the ball club. Speaking up, you know, and making sure guys get on the same page. So it's definitely been a challenge at times, but you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way, to be honest with you. Just trying to help these guys become better major leaguers than they already are.
I think it's really kind of cold of the guy to ask you a question about being the leader of a team the day after you just had another birthday and just got another year older. Happy birthday.
That's what my big brother Tony would do.
That's what he would do?
He would definitely do to me.
He had already got birthday wishes from me, so he didn't.
Oh, he did? Well, I didn't give him birthday wishes yet, so I'm going to pass those along. D. Gordon is with us from the Mariners. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the stolen base, D. I mean, you led the league three times, numbers like 64, 58, 60 steals. You got 8 this year, which is a lot in this day and age of Major League Baseball. Has the stolen base and the idea of trying for the stolen base, has it changed a lot for even for players such as yourself?
Yeah, definitely. Think about it. Each team's best player probably, they don't have to run. The team don't want them to run. They can just run into the next base and it's pretty much okay. You know, and that's why ground ball, double plays are up, strikeouts are up. You know, guys aren't, like, playing the game. They're just literally waiting on the horn. And, you know, it's kind of messing up the game a little bit, but because analytically no one cares about the stolen base.
Right.
No one actually even cares about a single, to be honest with you. They want you to hit doubles and homers. The fun part of the game, you know, the stolen base, the going first to third, the things like that is definitely going away from the game, which is crazy because as soon as you get to the playoffs in the World Series, teams want to bunt, steal, and do all that stuff. So if you want to do that in the World Series in Game 7, why wouldn't you do that all year? You're asking a guy to hustle that you ain't asked to hustle all year. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that you bring up a very good point. The thing that keeps fans in the seats, the most exciting parts of the game, are virtually not there anymore. So
yeah. No, they're virtually not there because think about it. Home runs are so much harder to hit now. Guys are just throwing too hard.
Right.
They're throwing too hard, and they all got so many different pitches now. Everybody got 6 pitches. It's crazy.
D. Gore joins us here on the SDCCU Fan
Not only
Hotline.
That, though, too, the catchers throw harder than ever before, which is why I'm amazed that D. still steals as many bases as he does, because the ball gets to the plate quicker, and it gets to second base quicker.
Yeah, but they're not even throwing the ball to the base. They're throwing the ball, like, up the line now. Like, so it's like...
They're trying to cut the distance off, huh?
Yeah, they're trying to cut the distance off because everybody's not that great at throwing it to the base. If a guy throws the ball to the base, you're pretty much safe now.
D, you know, when I was playing with you pregame, man, you probably had some of the worst eating habits of all time. Pizza, hamburgers, French fries. You know, now you've reached age, you're past 30 now. Are we still eating pretty horrible before games?
Yeah.
So we're still going.
Broke.
We're still getting
worked for him this long. Why should he change?
It ain't broke. Why?
Yeah.
Why fix it? It's like if you're getting 5 hits, let me change my swing. You know what?
Touche.
I'm going to change my swing today. You know I wouldn't go change. I told you that at 21.
Touche.
10 years later, I'm keeping the same thing going.
What do you think of the San Diego Ball Club? What do you know of the San Diego? I mean, you guys work out spring training together, so I'm sure you're pretty familiar with the Tatis and Machado, of course, you saw in the American League for a lot of years. But what do you think of this Padre club you're coming into face for the next couple days?
I literally have no clue about them. I literally do not watch baseball.
Well, let me ask you.
He's too busy eating pizza.
You had the opportunity to play alongside Ichiro in 2 different organizations,
yeah,
in Miami and then in Seattle. Tell us a little bit about what it was like going to Japan, seeing him play in his last games.
That was crazy. Like think about like the most famous person you know. Like we probably all go Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, right?
Right.
Right. Or your dad, like, you know. Sorry about it. Like, that dude's more famous than all of those guys.
Wow.
You think about it like this. Everyone in America knows him, right?
Yeah.
He's the symbol of Japan, yeah, of a whole country. He's the symbol. Like, there's no one else that is more known by anybody in the history of Japan and Ichiro.
Was it pretty intense that last game when he came out? I heard the fans stayed like after the game for hours.
Bro, it was like 2 hours later after the game and they were still there. That was crazy to me. I had never seen anything like that. It was awesome. I was just amazed to be a part of that, to be honest with you.
D. Gordon, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the 2 games against this team you know nothing about. And enjoy the rest of this season. Continued good success to you and the Mariners.
Little bro, I'm gonna try to get down there to see you before you guys leave.
You ain't coming. But let me clear something up. I don't know the Padres for 2 reasons. Number 1, like, I didn't get the heart to play against them in spring. And then when they came to Seattle, but let's go. They came after we left Japan. I was still jet lagged. I didn't know who we were playing.
That's fair.
We understand.
Fair enough.
All right.
Go on, have some fun.
Good luck.
All right, guys.
Thanks, D. D. Gordon right there. I didn't realize how many stolen bases he really had, Tony. I knew he was a good base stealer and base runner. And I thought that was a really interesting comment he made about the fact that they're trying to, like, wipe him out of the game in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get it because it does help you win games. And it's exciting to fans. Stolen bases, taking the extra base, et cetera.
He made a terrific point about playoff baseball, how it reverts back to some of that play is when it gets there, and that's because it's efficient at times.
He was right. D. Gordon on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/nominate. That's San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.